Good morning. Oh, come on. Good morning. Let's try this. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is risen indeed. Do you all know what a shepherd is? You ever seen a shepherd? No? What's a shepherd do? A shepherd takes care of sheep, okay? And do you know what a shepherd uses sometimes to take care of a sheep? Well, a staff, right. I meant to ask Mr. Petzold for his staff, but I forgot to do that. So we'll pretend, okay? Pretend I have a shepherd's staff in my hand. Do you know what it looks like? It's kind of a long stick, and what's it have on the end? A curl, like a crook, right? Okay, it's got a bend in it, see? And what does the shepherd do with that staff to take care of his sheep? Okay, so if they're not behaving very well, he can take his staff and kind of, you know, tap them along uses it to discipline his sheep. What else does a shepherd use his staff for? Do you know? Yeah? To save his sheep. So if his sheep is in trouble, let's say the sheep has fallen off a ledge or something like that, maybe the shepherd can take his staff and grab the sheep by that crook, by that curl, and pull him back to safety. Exactly, okay? Any other way that the shepherd uses his staff? What if the wolves come attacking? Whack it with whack the wolf with with the staff, right. Give it a good whack. He protects his sheep, doesn't he? Okay? So the staff is a wonderful tool for the shepherd to take care of the sheep because the shepherd loves the sheep, right? And wants to take good care of them. You've never seen a shepherd before? Are you sure? You know there's a shepherd right here in this room? There's a shepherd here. Do you know who it is? What? Mr. Petzold? Maybe. There's a shepherd in this room. Where is he? Jesus is in this room with us, okay? But this is a shepherd you can see. Oh, yeah, it's me. Do you know what the word pastor means? Ah, you do know what it means, okay? I'm going to say it nice and loud. What's the word pastor mean? Shepherd, exactly. The vicar today is going to teach us a Greek word, I think, the word kalos, okay? Did you see that funny-looking word on the screen? Okay. All right, I think that's a Greek word. I'm going to teach you a Latin word today, okay? It's the Latin word pascara. Kind of sounds like mascara. That's that stuff that ladies wear on their eyelashes? Is that? I should know after 32 years of marriage. It sounds kind of like mascara, but it's pascara. Can you say that word? And that is the Latin word that means to go out to the pasture, okay? And then you take the short form of pascara, which is pass, and you put a tor on the end of it, and that's the person who sends the sheep out to the pasture to graze. Or shepherd. The word pastor means shepherd. But do I use a staff with a crook on it as my tools to take care of the sheep? No, what's my tool? I have this. I have this as a tool. What's this? The Bible. It's the Word of God, right? And it's good for all kinds of things. So, for example, if one of the sheep in our congregation begins to stray away from the faith, what am I going to do as the shepherd? We're going to read the word for them and we're going to try to call them back. So we might read a passage like Joel chapter 2 verse 12 that says, "Return to me with all your heart." The shepherd's job is to try to keep the fold together, right? And if one of the sheep is sad and grieving, what's the shepherd going to do with this tool? We're going to read the scripture. We're going to read words of comfort to them, right? So, for example, we might read from 1 Thessalonians. It says, "We don't want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep." That means those who have died, because the people were sad about the people who had died. "So that you will not grieve like the rest who have no hope." Then he says, "For we believe that Jesus died and rose again." Right? "And that even so, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus." So we comfort the sheep. And then if there's a sheep that needs correction, a sheep that's got a bad idea in its head, what does the shepherd do? Read the Bible for them, right? To try to correct them. So we might go to, for instance, Titus. We might see a passage like this. We look for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. If somebody gets in their head that Jesus isn't really God, the shepherd is going to correct them, right? To keep them in the flock. And if there's a sheep who needs training, what's the shepherd going to do? Going to read the Bible, right? Exactly. So, for example, Romans 6. A sheep needs training. Well, then we'll say, what shall we say to this? Shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? By no means. We are dead to sin. How are we who are dead to sin still live in it? And so the shepherd is going to try to train you and to remind you that if you're dead in your to sin in Christ, you can't keep living in your sins, can you? Does that make any sense? No, he died for our sins, didn't he, and rose again. So we can't keep living in our sins. That doesn't make any sense. And the shepherd will try to tell the sheep that, won't he? And if there's a shepherd who needs, or if there's a sheep who needs prayers, what's the shepherd going to do for the sheep? Read the Bible, and we're also going to pray for them. But here's a passage from James. Pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. So, now, am I Jesus? No, I'm a long way from Jesus, right? I'm just one of the shepherds that Jesus has called to try to take care of the flock. Jesus is still the good shepherd, isn't he? He's the one who laid down his life for us. He is the one who took up his life again in the resurrection. He is risen indeed. He is the one who saves us. But then he gives the church pastors, doesn't he? Shepherds to take care of the flock. And today, as we thank God for the good shepherd, we also thank God for those who are his shepherds in his church. And maybe some of you young men would like to become a shepherd one day in a church, just like the vicar is becoming a shepherd and will be a shepherd of a flock pretty soon. All right? So, let's pray today, shall we? Dear good shepherd, thank you that you laid down your life for our sins and took it up again for our salvation. We thank you for those you give to your church as pastors and as shepherds to guard and to watch the sheep. Bless them in their work and bless your flock in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for coming up today. Oh, that's right, one more thing. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Head on back to and we're going to sing now about our good shepherd. The Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want.